You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ahi, ahi, Marie, good afternoon. Ko Will Parsonson, Tako Ingua, Kua Tiko Marua, Karaka, it's 12 o'clock. Telecommunications company Vocus had a major fibre cut last Saturday in Sydney, which impacted internet connections in New Zealand and the United States. The damage was caused by third-party contractors who were conducting civil works on the cables. This led to customers experiencing either slow connectivity or no connection in New Zealand and the United States. Vocus informed their customers at 7:30pm last night, fixing the connection this morning. Vocus also owns internet providers Slingshot, Orcon and Flip. Boko Haram has returned some of the schoolgirls they kidnapped last month in northeast Nigeria. 110 schoolgirls were taken from their school by the militants who pretended to be soldiers. Members of the militant group drove from Dapchi, a village in northeast Nigeria, and apologized to parents before heading off. Militants apologized for targeting the Muslim girls who they had assumed were Christians. Boko Haram has warned the girls to stay away from school and swore they would be kidnapped again if found in a school. The militants have not returned all of the girls, as they say they have not earned their release. Donald Trump was infuriated after it appeared that one of his staff leaked information that national security advisors warned him not to congratulate Vladimir Putin on his election win. Trump still congratulated the controversial leader despite warnings and is claiming that his staff intentionally embarrassed him by leaking the information. It is thought that the warning to not congratulate Putin was due to the knowledge of election rigging and corruption within the Russian democracy. The leaking of this information had to be made by White House staffers that had access to briefing papers, with White House Chief of Staff John Kelly saying it caught the if caught, the individual who leaked the information will be fired and may be met with legal action. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has broken his silence following a massive data mining scandal. The scandal involved a political data collection consultancy group, Cambridge Analytica, which accessed the data of 50 million Facebook users. Zuckerberg said the breach of trust had occurred and that Facebook would now make it harder for external apps to harvest information from their users. He also added that he, as the creator of the website, had to take responsibility for letting the situation happen. Critics have said that potentially the response from Zuckerberg does not suffice, however, that no formal apology is yet to be released, and that it is still unsure whether proper changes will be made to protect people's data, considering that this is not the first time such a scandal has happened. And that's your news.
It's time for the 95BFM weather report, thanks to HRV Solar.
Your weather forecast for Rapiti Thursday will be fine, with long sunny periods, then some afternoon cloud with isolated showers possible, light winds and some later sea breezes. High of 25 degrees today and an overnight low of 14 degrees. Sunrise was at 7:30 this morning and sunset will be at 7:30 this evening. The outlook for the rest of the week is Rapiti Friday will be mostly cloudy with showers developing and some heavy showers later with thunder possible. Raharoi Saturday will be partly cloudy with some rain and heavier showers with chance of thunder and north-northeasterly winds. Rātapu Sunday will be partly to mostly cloudy with a few showers and possible rain, light winds and sea breezes. That's your news and weather. I'm Will Parsonson, handing you over to Lachlan for the Thursday Wire. The time is 12:03.
That Auckland weather, eh? The 95BFM weather report, thanks to HRV Solar.
You're tuned into The Wire, 1 hour of current affairs and analysis starting now.
Tēnā koutou katoa, ko Lachlan Balfour Tokoingoa, no mai haere mai ki te wire mō tēnei rā. Kia ora and welcome to the Thursday Wire for Rapiti Thursday, the 22nd of March. It's Lachlan, your host, and I'm not actually joined in the studio by anyone. My producers are AWOL, I don't know where they are, but Jemima and Ben will be joining me soon. We have a great wire for you today. Up first, Jemima chats to National Party leader Simon Bridges about a number of issues, including parliamentary questions and oil exploration. Then Ben brings us Neutral Corner, still unsure about that name, on Trump Organization's being subpoenaed. Andrew Little joins me for our weekly chat, this week we discuss Waikerea Prison, the year and a day rule, and his trip to Switzerland to attend the Human Rights Council. Our Wire Worry Week returns, and this week we're looking at smoking. Jemima discusses vaping and whether it is the new smoking with Massey lecturer Dr.
Penny who is it, Jemima?
Penny Truman. Yes, and finally, this day in history looks at Ethiopia becoming a republic in 1975. Jemima, while you're here, you want to grab your microphone?
I don't have a...
No? Okay, that's fine. or Fakado, if you have any thoughts to share throughout the show, we would love to hear from you. Tuku pātui mai, send through a text to 5395, or why am I, you can call the studio to chat with one of us on 309-3879. Jemima?
Can you pass me the laptop, please?
The laptop. You need the laptop, right. Here it is.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, how are you doing today while you're here?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good.
Will Ben be joining us soon, I hope?
No, I will soon. But we're still mid-importing stuff.
Okay.
But anyway, on to our Worry Week, which
returns.
Whoa,
we're not quite there yet. Hold on.
Slow down.
Nah, tuku a poti ki te pai te hau. Don't forget to vote in our Twitter polls on our 95BFM News. And our poll today is, do you think vaping helps people to quit smoking? Good one. I think I wrote that, so it is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
But for now...
Irirangi Po, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Okay, go for it.
Wire Worry Week returns, and this week we're discussing smoking. I spoke with Dr. Penny Truman about whether vaping is the new smoking and if it will help the government reach their goal of smoke-free 2025. I began by asking Penny why people vape.
What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
Mostly, they vape because they want to stop smoking or for health reasons. All the reasons why people want to stop smoking, a lot of them are satisfied by making the switch to vaping. So people who hear about it will give it a try.
Obviously, in the recent years, I've certainly noticed there's been quite a takeoff in the vaping community. There's a lot of people you see vaping. Do you think that has only got to do with health issues, or do you think it's something else?
There's cost as well. It's cheaper than smoking. Many of the vapers we talked to said that they actually preferred it to smoking after a while. Maybe not initially. It takes a while to learn to vape properly, and takes a while to find a form of vaping that suits you. But once they'd made the transition and found a way of doing it that they liked, it was actually nicer for them than smoking. And many of them said they wouldn't go back.
So why was it difficult for them to change from smoking to vaping? I don't smoke or vape, so I don't I would quite like to know.
Well, I don't smoke or vape either. maybe I'm not the perfect person to talk to, but from what people told us, it takes a little while to get the right amount of nicotine, because individuals are different. They smoke different amounts. They like different flavours. So you start off with something quite basic and cheap, and maybe it doesn't deliver enough nicotine for you. And so if you're determined, you might use the savings from not spending quite so much money on your cigarettes to go and buy yourself something that people recommend to you as being more effective at delivering the nicotine. And then you might have chosen a flavour that you find a bit annoying after a while, so you change to a different flavour. People do play around. They try more higher concentrations of nicotine, they try lower concentrations of nicotine, they try different flavours. And it's a very individual thing, so it can be quite hard. There's quite a lot of flavours on the market, so you know, there are quite a lot of things you can change.
Yeah, quite a lot of different options there, I suppose. So yeah. Obviously you are still, when you vape, you are still inhaling nicotine.
Yeah.
What is the benefit to choosing to vape over smoking, health wise?
Well, it's all the carcinogens and other toxins in the cigarette smoke that aren't there or are there only in very low concentrations in the e-liquids. So you're getting the nicotine, yes, and that has some health consequences, but you're getting a lot less of the things that really kill people, you know, the toxins, the carcinogens. And your health should improve and you're much less at risk, and you're putting other people at risk less.
Secondhand vaping, it's not really as big of a thing as secondhand smoking?
No, it's not. It's not. When you're around a vapor, the main thing you'll be getting, you might be breathing in a very small amount of the carrier liquids, which are so far as we know are safe. And you might be getting a very small amount of nicotine, but not enough to have any physiological effect. So it's rather different with the carcinogens and other toxins from tobacco smoke, because they can build up and, you know, a little effect and then another little effect and then another little effect can end up with giving you health problems later on if it happens a lot. But that's not the case with nicotine and the e-liquids, so far as we know.
There's
at present there is absolutely no reason to believe that it has any real health effect on bystanders.
I'm not completely sure on this, but are nicotine e-liquids regulated in New Zealand?
Well, yes, the law at present is that you can buy them on the internet, you know, for your own use, but you cannot sell them or supply them to another person. So that means anybody who vapes should be getting them online, and you can't buy them in a shop. Might not always be actually true, but you know, it does put a significant barrier in to people starting vaping at the moment.
Are they age restricted online?
Yes. If you go into the reputable vape online sellers, they almost always have a button that says, "Are you 18 years or over?" But, I mean, you could be 13 years old and click yes.
Just lie, yeah.
Yeah, you can, yeah. But yes, they are age restricted. And the government is considering bringing in some regulations to allow sales within New Zealand. And that's bound to be age-restricted if that happens.
Yeah. Just going to talk a little bit about, so obviously vaping's becoming very fashionable. I feel like a lot of people are vaping, choosing to vape. Do you think that it's concerning that it's almost a fashionable thing? And because we don't know 100% what the health issues are, and potentially we didn't know that about smoking in the past, do you think if everybody starts vaping, further down the track we'll have more health concerns?
Well, our survey only reached a small proportion of New Zealand vapers, but we only had three people out of over 200 who weren't smokers when they started to vape. And overseas, it's also a very low proportion. So we don't see any strong evidence that the people you see vaping are just doing it because it's fashionable. They were probably smokers to start with. People are just noticing that there are a lot more smokers, ex-smokers, vaping, and it's become noticeable. But I mean, we don't know that for sure in New Zealand. We don't want